That's the jam. Town Called Malice. Christian O'Connor Bevan Show. Virgin Radio. 7:26. 20 minutes time. Then I'll tell you what the new name of this radio station is going to be. But before that, we're back to school. It's GCSE maths question time. And I'm starting to feel queasy. I'm starting to feel like I'm back at school and that feeling of I don't quite know the answer. And the teacher's asking me the question. The whole class is looking around at me and they're going to know that I don't know the answer to the question. So we've got Rob who's just set us a maths problem today that everyone in the studio seems to be totally confused about. Rob, once more then, your maths, GCSE maths question for the breakfast show today.
Yeah. So it's a situation anyone will be familiar with. You're close to a mirror. You can see down to your navel because it's a small mirror in the bathroom. You walk back from the mirror. Can you see less of yourself, same amount, or more of yourself when you walk back from the mirror?
Okay, right. I would, let's just try Marcello's been on hold for about 2 minutes. Marcello, you got an answer for us?
I have indeed, and I've got an explanation now as well.
Off you go.
Right, I reckon you can see more of yourself, and the reason for that is you become smaller, therefore you fit in the small space of the mirror.
What, you're like a borrower?
Eh?
Like one of the borrowers, you get smaller. What,
yeah,
you got
like that.
The incredible shrinking man mirror?
Hang on, it's better than his explanation, laughing in the background about the old... Hurricane.
He's on to you. He's on to you, little Red.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't know what you mean.
I reckon I'm right, mate.
Now, I would agree with you. I'd say you see more of yourself, don't you? Because sometimes you move back in a mirror in a dressing room to take in your new shoes or your new jeans.
That's right. You become smaller, don't you? So, therefore, you fit in the space of the mirror.
Well, let's just try this. This new hotshot producer, apparently, we've got, who seems to be cackling there. Why is it not that you'd see more of yourself?
You would clearly see exactly the same amount you saw before. Because you move back, the height of the mirror isn't going to change. So it's not going to be able to show you below your navel.
I think you might be right, actually. Rob?
Yeah, spot on. Producer's absolutely right.
That is why I have the word executive in front of my title.
Oh, God, it's
so can I just reassure you that if
please,
you ask anyone this question, I'd say 90% of people say more of yourself. So it's most people think it's more. In fact, there'll be a lot of people who've heard it who don't believe it and will be going to their bathrooms right now, testing it out, and will be surprised to discover that they don't see more of themselves.
Yeah,
as long as the bathroom mirror is not tilted. If it's tilted, then changes the answer.
Fantastic. Hey, Rob, you're right to give us a call with another one tomorrow morning.
Oh, I would be happy to do so.
I'm so glad you're happy. I'm happy you're happy. Rob and I'm happy. We're all happy. Rob and I are happy people. Thank you very much, Rob. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Pleasure.
All right, 7:29 on Virgin Radio. So on this morning's show, Gary from Snow Patrol. We're going to be speaking to him a bit later on. And then, in 15 minutes' time, you can find out what the new name of Virgin Radio is going to be. I'll tell you all why we're doing it, what it's going to be, and all the exciting things that are going to be happening over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and indeed the next couple of centuries. It's just coming up 7:30. Here's Andrew Bailey with the news.
Well, Gordon Brown's introducing a mortgage rescue scheme for families who are at risk from repossession. The PM's new housing plans include offering you the chance to sell your house and then rent it back at a cheaper price. Another idea is a free loan. Also today, Hurricane Gustav has done its worst, but New Orleans has escaped a repeat of 2005's widespread flooding. And there's a bit of housekeeping happening here at Virgin Radio, which includes a new name for the station. If you signed up as a VIP on our website, you'll know all about it. If not, Christian will tell you more at 7:45.
I'm Ed Draper. Like a whirling dervish, the Premier League clubs went into transfer overdrive last night. Berbatov's been going to Man U all summer, and he's finally gone, but not before Man City gave Fergie a major scare. The other Manchester outfit could now be the richest club in the world after their Arab takeover and made a mega offer for the Bulgarian in the final hour. But in the end, Berber went to United for £30.75 million. Still, Man City did get to thwart Chelsea's attempts to sign Robinho. They landed the Brazilian winger for a whopping £32.5 million from Real Madrid. That's a British transfer record. Liverpool landed Albert Riera from Espanyol, with Steve Finnan going the other way. Elsewhere on Merseyside, Everton finally made a major signing, bringing standard Liège midfielder Marouane Faliani for a club record fee of 15 million big ones. And finally, in tennis news, Andy Murray will play against 19-year-old Argentine Juan Martin Del Potro in the quarterfinals of the US Open after smashing Stanislav Wawrinka in straight sets last night.
And Virgin weather, well, it's sunny spells and mixed in with some heavy scattered showers right across the UK today. That rain should be clearing later on in the southeast, and the highs reaching 18 Celsius.
So listen, we were talking about this earlier then. It's genuinely exciting news about Man City. They are going to be my new kind of... You know, sometimes you have a little soft spot for various football teams.
Your big club that you support.
You've got your main club, and then sometimes you have a kind of one that you don't mind. And I remember a lot of kids at school during the sort of 80s, it was always Liverpool.
Well, of course, because they're by far the superior
team.
They
just ruled the world, didn't they, during the 80s? You know, Dalglish and Ian Rush. You loved those people, OK? Even if you didn't support, they weren't your actual team. Man City are going to be my new adopted
They could be your Premier League team and your Southampton. Can be
to put it into the actual couch like that. I mean, Southampton will be back up. All we need is a rich guy with way too much money and not enough sense to come up from Abu Dhabi, that guy splashing around Man City.
Dr. Suleiman Al-Fahim, yeah, he's mega.
The guy
mega
from
rich.
Star Trek.
No, this is the guy from the Abu Dhabi Investment Development Group. But it could be the same person, but I don't think so.
Sorry, Eddie, it was being silly then.